Hello, everybody. This is Andy Lopez, and you're listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. Some of you are wondering what happened, or the rest of you probably know. So we've had a very interesting last few months, as Don and Doug will attest to, and as Deborah will. Deborah is in the process of recovery, and I hope that she comes back to our being my co-host as soon as possible, but you have to give him time to recover. And I went through the same kind of thing over here in Malibu, except that I made it through unburned, unscraped, unscaped. A lot of people, you know, are going, WTF, what's going on, you know? And it's a real mess on a lot of different levels, you know? And in the aftermath, it's just as bad in that many sense, too, you know, in terms of having toxic homes, toxic burnout sites. I'm getting stuff from people. What do I do with the fruit? How do I tell if a tree is dead, you know, recoverable or not? Lots of stuff, you know. And so it's been an interesting few months. And it's going to be an interesting year coming up, too, because there's lots of stuff. This is not going to be – it's not an unusual thing for it to happen. In other words, it's going to be more fires happening and more stuff like that going on that we're going to have to learn how to deal with. And so it's important to maintain and just keep, you know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start over again. So that's what we're trying to do here. These guys did an amazing job, didn't they? They got right back up again. Was it not even 30 days? Maybe it was 31 days. I mean, hey Don, could you come on for a second? I know you're listening, man. I can hear you back there breathing. Maybe you can't, huh? Maybe you.
I just don't have headphones yet. So
you can't hear me or nothing?
Oh, I hear you fine. It's just.
But you can't talk. Can you talk on the air too?
I can. It's just that there'll be some audio effects.
Mixed up.
Because of the
open
speakers.
Oh, cool. I like effects. Audio effects are cool. Okay, don't worry about it. So I'm on the air now, okay, then? I'm talking to myself. Is that it?
Yeah, you sound great. You sound just
okay.
Fine. Yeah.
All right, great. So let me just move forward. So needless to say, I'm still in the process now of looking for a co-host. Deborah was a wonderful co-host. I can see what I need, you know. I need to be able to have somebody with me doing the show because there's a lot of stuff going on here. I plan on growing with it and making it bigger. I did that for many years in the brick and mortar world, and I used to drive to the studios and do it. And I can make a living off of it in the sense that I can have advertisers, you know, pay for advertising. And I don't just do anybody advertising. I products that I like and love to use myself. And so and I will be looking for sponsors and advertisers down the road. More precisely, they're looking for me. They just don't know they found me yet. So I'm looking for somebody to, not take Deborah's place, but just to be my co-host. And if she comes back, then I'll have two co-hosts. But I don't know. She doesn't seem to indicate she's going to be coming back and doing this anymore. But so I'm looking for somebody to do to do co-hosting for me. And yes, I pay. It is not free. And so I start at I do a show right now. Every Saturday I do a show. And so it's an hour. But usually I need somebody for 2 hours because it takes about another hour to what Deborah did, where she would promote it. Like, for example, I really should have done highlighted on this highlights, I think it was called, or something like that, where you basically tell people what's going to happen and you post it on the website. So I should have said, we're coming back. And then I should say what I'm going to be doing in terms of the shows going down the road. So if anybody, any of you folks out there that's familiar with what goes on here in BBS Radio, or if Don or Doug have somebody else in mind that can help me do these things, and that's one of the things I'm looking for. Well, you don't have to be a co-host if you want to do that separately, but what Deborah did, she also did the social marketing. You know, post it on Facebook and those places. We're doing the shoulders, and she helped me out with getting guests. So you see, there's a lot of stuff to do. So I start at $25 an hour, and it'd be 2 hours. It's $50 a week to start with. And then it's going to – I don't really like doing it by the hour, because what happens is that, okay, so we get the ball rolling. We get things happening. So it's really like a salary. And so what I would say, okay, is a $50 a week salary to start with, right? You do 2 hours. 1 hour, you're a host, co-host on the radio show, which entails everything a co-host does, from putting your energy into it, helping me, on the air. Deborah was wonderful. You can't beat that. And people, oh, there's a little heart beating over there. I don't know what that means. There's a heart beating in the corner of my screen here with the in Skype. Is that good? Or is that my heart? Anyway, but as a salary, as we get the ball rolling, I plan on increasing the salary first to 100, from 50 a week to 100 a week, and then to 500 a week, and then you maybe even 1,000 a week. And it basically entails, as a salary, you don't work by the hour. You just do the job. You do what it takes to do the job. And the better you get at it, you can do them really fast. You don't have to spend 40 hours a week, and it gives you time to actually do a real job or another job, you know. But if you're making, say, 1,000 a week, that's a good job, and you have plenty of time to spare. And so I know I could – and if you're making 1,000 a week, I'm making a lot more. And if I'm making a lot more, I know Don and Doug will be, because I always believe in passing money along. That's the way it works. It's like toilet paper. You got to use it, right? So I am looking for a male or female who's willing to help me get started. And what we'll do is we'll try you out for the first month. It's a trial. I won't pay you for the first month. You help me. We do this stuff. If we get along well, then you start the second month working for me. Okay, so if you need to, you go to my website, do inquiry. Hey, I listen to the show. I can handle that. I like to, you know, so I'm open to who you are and seeing what's going on. Okay, and so that's one of the things I'm looking for. There's a car honking out there. It's either that or my cat. My cat has a really super smart kitty cat. Peanut died. She was 25 years old, and I had Poppy before her. Not too long ago either, but when I found Sweetie Pie, my cat Poppy had died, and within a month she appeared in the same spot, because Poppy would go out to this little spot and play with the birds and hang out in the little park, and that's where I found Sweetie Pie. And I found her on the third floor of the condo, and asked her, "What are you doing up there? Come on down." She popped right down and it really impressed me. She said, "Boom, boom, boom." She's on the floor. "Can I have some food? Good eat." Oh, here she is. She knows I'm talking about her. And she followed me home. She followed me, and she's sitting on the front porch going, "Hi, I know you live here. Can I live here too?" And I said, "Well, you have to, you know, talk with Peanut," because Peanut was still, you know, she was here. And it took about 3 months, 4 months before they finally agreed, "Okay, you can come in, you can do the litter box, and as long as you follow the rules," she said. And they lived together for a few years until Peanut died, and now Sweet Pie is here. And of course, Peanut passed on to her all her knowledge, so she knows how to give me notes for food and tell me how what she wants. And so anyway, yeah. I have a list of what's coming up next year. By the way, I'm planning on going video. I think I told you the Don brothers, Don and Doug. I think I mentioned I like to go to videos as soon as possible. I got a green. I'm getting a green. I got the green screen. You put the green screen up when you do the video in the background. I could. Post a video if I want to, a video within a video, get it? And you can see what work I've done. I could use it more for more educational purposes. I can show charts, pictures, stuff like that, okay? Plus, I could do a fake background, you know, be in the forest or in the garden, whatever, right? So that's going to be coming up soon. Hopefully in January, I plan on starting the whole thing over again pretty much. I think there's one or two shows left this Let's see what's going on here. So don't do that. Okay, so I think we have, we have one more Saturday coming up, and then, bam, we're going to be in January. That'll be January 5th. So here's a short list of what we're doing next year. And it's not necessary in this order. I think what I'm thinking I'm going to do is I'm going to, on the website, put a calendar up. The calendar will talk about in advance what the shows are. Also understanding that I will be having guests. And so if I plan, so what I plan on doing is every month, because right now I think I have 12, a list of 12, my idea was to get 12 different subjects, right? 12 different subjects, one for each month, January, February, like that, right? And so that's one class, basically is a class. That leaves approximately three other weeks, right? And one of those weeks, in other words, once a month, I'm going to have a guest, okay? So a guest would be once a month. I'm writing down everything because I don't remember anything anymore, guest, right? So I want a new guest every month. And then that leaves me with 3 weeks. And one of those, so once a month, I will also be doing this subject. For example, I'm going to be doing this more about bricks. I'll be talking about bricks and the refractometer. So 1 month, I'm going to do that. And so what I'll do is I'll spread them out, and that way I can cover really well the other 3 weeks. So it'll be 1 week to be a guest. It may or may not have anything to do with bricks or refractometer. I mean, even though it's a really cool idea, if the guest actually was to talk about bricks and refractometer from their point of view, if they're proficient in that field. See, so that would be something I would try to engineer, right? So we're also going to be talking about microbial soil life, and I already have an idea who I'm going to have as a guest for that month, right? Because they currently are doing my, I'm partnering with them to do my lab testing. So it's a really cool lab testing company, and I will talk to you more about that because I haven't, you know, basically what I need to do is make an arrangement with them and say, look, I'll mention your name throughout the show and talk about it, and we'll do this thing, but you're basically a sponsor or an advertiser. Otherwise, I'm just doing free advertising, see? And if I'm doing everything free, then I should be doing this show free. You understand? You understand, Don? I should be. Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm all right. I'm okay. I wish I could do. I have a really cool system set up to play music so that you can listen to the music and it's nice and clear. Unfortunately, it's a very tricky setup, and I haven't done it in a few months. And when I use a computer, it resets itself to something else, and I'm going, holy cow. So I'm hoping to do that by the next show. Anyway, so these are the subjects on each month. And I haven't decided which order they are going to be, but probably they'll be in that order. So in other words, in January, we'll be talking about bricks, B-R-I-X. One of the reasons why I like to let you know in advance is because I'm hoping that you would actually look it up and look into it a little bit, right? And I have a book on bricks and on refractometer, an ebook, which, you know, would be really great if you would buy it, and then we can talk about it. But what I might do is, and I'm just thinking as we go, because that's the way I work, you know, I think, I move, so I might just give away that month the bricks book. It's an ebook. Plus, I also have Don't Panic, It's Organic, which is also in the print version and in the ebook. I think that one might be better to give away for bricks than the actual bricks book. There's a bricks book that was written by a friend of mine, and that's entirely, and basically what he did was he went over the whole bricks thing, right? But then he also has a chart of where bricks levels, food and vegetables should be at. And he allows me to give it away, so I'm giving it away. So so that's what I'll do is that particular month, because, you know, I have a contest, see. And this is going to be part of the contest because the contest is an ongoing thing, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about that. But so probably in January, because we don't really have much time, my pen decided it needs to be sharpened. January. Okay, I'll be doing bricks and using the refractometer. Okay, so that's going to be happening in January. I'm just going to mark it down now because you don't really have much time. I might as well just leave it in the order that I have it set up here. So in January, I'm going to be doing bricks, B-R-I-X. People are trying to write it B-R-I-C, and it's not that. or it could be BRCA, and maybe I have it wrong. See, as I get older, I get everything wrong, okay? I'm going, holy cow, and using the refractometer. And so I'll give away my Don't Panic, It's Organic ebook version of it, right? Which is easy to do. It doesn't cost me anything. I don't mind doing it. Plus, that particular month, I'm also going to give away, as part of the contest, the print version. Because, you know, I have a black and white version and a color version. The color version is $100. And I only printed a certain amount of those. Because the black and white version is $20. They're available in the store. The color version is not available in the store. So the winner in every month, anybody who enters will also get free lifetime membership. And when you get the membership, you'll get the Don't Panic, It's Organic ebook almost immediately. That's how you're going to get the ebook, and that's how you're going to get the membership, which gives you access to the other books. Okay? And that way you can also, you know, bring up, I would like you to read the appropriate part of the book or the book on the subject so you have some idea what we're talking about. Anyway, so that would be in January, BRICS and the refractometer. So all throughout the month, we'll be talking BRICS, talking refractometer, and I'll see if I can get a guest for that month about BRICS. This doesn't give them much time. You have to really plan people in advance. I know when somebody wants me to be on a guest, I don't like it when they call me the day before or even the month before. I say, for crying out loud, you don't really think too much about, not very courteous. You need to let me know 6 months in advance at least so I can plan it. So it may not happen right away in terms of that, but I'll try. And if you're a professional organic person, you know, and you understand BRICS and refractometer and you would like to be a guest, well, there you go, right? I don't mind having several people on and you have to figure out how to get it to talk to each other. But if you understand BRICS and you understand what a refractometer is and you want to be a guest on January's show, drop me a note. Go to my website, invisiblegardener.com. Hit the inquiry button. The little form pops up. Name, address, phone number, email, you know, a little something about I heard you on the radio show. Here's my website. I'm into BRICS and refractometer. Let me be a guest. And you're it. The first one will be it. Actually, like I said, it could be a couple of people come on. And then in February, I'm going to be doing microbial soil life. And as I said, I already know who I want to be as a guest for me on my show. But I have to really, as I said, I have to I need help. Well, you know, this when I did this the brick and mortar version of the show, I had quite a group of people who were doing it for me, you know, helping me with it. And so and you know, I can't just do the show by itself. It's a big thing, you know, because ideally all I needed, if I wanted to make a living and not do anything else, I would have an office and I would have maybe 4 or 5 people to help me with it. I definitely have to have a secretary, an accountant, and at least 2 or 3 other people to help me communicate, because there's so much organic stuff going on out there, so much and then there are lots of companies that would love to pay me to be a sponsor and advertiser, because they're right there promoting the same philosophy and principle that I'm promoting. Therefore, the customer is right there. And I have quite a large base on iTunes, doing it for a long time. And I'm also quite a large base on TalkShoe. And I'm working on getting a big base through here. And one of the reasons why I do this is because on this station, it's because it allows me to talk directly with the people and the people can listen to me directly. Any of the other... Look, iTunes is podcast, you know, and I do a lot of podcasts. I think I have 61,000 downloads on iTunes alone, or maybe it was more than that, I forget. But and so you listen to it, you know, it's not a real time where you call. This is one of those things where you can call me. Which, by the way, I wrote down the. you know what I'm saying? It's what the heck. Let's see, where did I do that? I wrote it. Oh, here it is. So if you want to talk to me, because, you know, the whole reason why I'm here is not because I like talking to myself. even though that's really the real reason I'm paying BBS Radio to allow me to talk to myself, because I love myself. Anyway, so if you want to talk to me, the number here to call, right? Now, there's different ways that you can talk to me, because it's I have set it up that way so that people can communicate with me in a lot of different ways. Email is one of them. You can send me email to andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. And then what I prefer, actually, you can send email, but lately, because of the fires and everything, I've been getting so much emails, and it's hard to keep track of them all. And the easiest way for me is for you to go to my website, invisiblegardener.com. Click on the inquiry button. If you can't find it in the menu, it's always on the very bottom of the page. You'll see inquiry. And then form comes up. You put your name. You don't need your address unless you can put your address down, because, well, what happened is, if you're one of the winners, I'll send you the book. I'll send you a copy of the book. The winner will get the color version of the book as well as the black and white version. That way you can use the black and white version and not destroy the color version. And also, I have different contests every month. There's a different prize that you would win. But anyway, you fill out the inquiry form, there's a box in there where you can say, okay, I heard you on the bbsradio.com, and ask me a question through that. If you do that too, then you automatically get entered in the contest, because when I get the email from you, I will. It goes into a certain box, which then I draw the contest from. And if you're, as long as you're there on the website, you should get my newsletter. I do a newsletter. I'm starting it back up again. It's a weekly newsletter which talks about everything that goes on in the Invisible Garden world and then some. Okay, so and while you're there, right, you might as well do all these things since you're there. You can sign up to get the free podcast. Now, you can get the podcast from a couple of different places. As I mentioned before, I have iTunes. So if you use iTunes, you can type Invisible Gardener, Don't Panic, It's Organic podcast, and it should come up, their page. You can subscribe through it right through there. You can go to my website, invisiblegardener.com. It'll say radio show. You can look on the list. It'll say podcast. Get the free podcast through there. I also have a free Inner Gardening Music podcast you can sign up for. I have four or five other podcasts, all available through TalkShoe. So if you use TalkShoe, you can go right there and do your podcast right from TalkShoe. And you can also do the radio show. Of course, you can do it through bbsradio.com. Sign up for their podcast right through there. So that's the podcast way to do it. And, of course, you can listen to the show live. You can go out to BBS Radio, click on my page. If you go to my website, when you click on radio show, it has a link. It says show is live Saturday afternoons, 1 to 1:55 p.m. Click on it. It takes you right to the station. The station then allows you to listen to it directly. Station 1, you just push the play button there, and you'll be listening to it. It has the phone numbers to call, which is like 888-627-6008, for example, right? Or you can also use the Skype number, BBS Radio PR, to talk to me. Those are the really cool ways to talk to me. Don't try to call me on my home phone, because a lot of people have gone to the website, getting the phone number, and then call me and then ask questions. And I really can't do that, because it ties me up on the phone too much. I can't be answering questions all the time for people. And it doesn't work that way anyway, because as an organic consultant, I charge for my time. So if you want help, right, joining is one way. You can join. You get lifetime membership. It's $55 for a lifetime. You get my $20 book, right, Don't Panic, It's Organic, plus you get membership, which gives you access to over the 21 other books. And then we have an organic hotline number you can call and talk to me. And I'm happy to talk to you as long as it takes. We set up an appointment if we need to be an hour or so. I charge $250 an hour for my consultation time. So folks pay me $250. I go to their home per hour and I talk to them. But because I can't go to everybody, I'm doing it for you, and it's only $55 for a lifetime. Or if you don't want to pay for that, the other way, of course, if you send me email, I would tell you the same thing I'm telling you now. Well, if you want to talk to me, you need my help, you either join or call the radio show up. Because the radio show, this show right now is my organic hotline number. The number I just gave you, you can only call me during that show, right? If you call that number during another time, you're going to talk to somebody else, and that's not what you want to do, right? You want to talk to me. So I'm here Saturdays from 1 to 1:55 Pacific Standard Time, and you can talk to me then. Call me up on the show. Don will answer it. Hey, what's happening? You know, and then pipe me in, and I can help you with your questions, okay? But I would strongly advise if you really want to learn this, if you want to if you have a nice garden or a home or property, or if you have a business, you want to get into the business of doing things organically, then I would join and get my free consultations for life, okay? Anyway, let's see, where are we? What are we talking about here? I don't know. I have a list of things here. My voice is changing again. It's really weird the way my voice changes, you know? That means
the drugs are wearing out. Hey, honey, come over here. No, stop it.
Leave me alone, you bad boy. Let's see. Okay, so then I got Microbial Life, which will be in the second month. That'll be February. If you do. So I gave out the numbers. I'm assuming that people have no idea we're going to be on, so... Like the first show, like doing the first show, right? So you have to be persistent. I will be back on. And I really thank these guys for getting the show back up like that again. It's amazing. For me, I would just lay down under the tree and go, well, I think I'll just sit here and... Okay. Then in March, I'm going to be doing Rock Dust, okay? I have an idea of who I want on as a guest, but there's so many different rock dust companies out there. And, it's, you know, I made a mistake 1 year. And I had like five different rock dust companies come on, you know, spokesperson. And they all want to take up the time, right? And they don't know how to talk to each other or how to talk as a group because they all want to do their thing, promote their company and stuff like that. So, and, you know, I only do one rock shop show a year and you can't really get everybody on there. So what I wanted to do is I tell people, look, I'm not promoting your company. I'm promoting the product, Rock Dust. So if you're a Rock Dust company and you're into Rock Dust, we talk about Rock Dust. And then what I do is at the end of the show, these are the folks from these companies. This is John from this company, Don from that company, this from that. And that's all you're going to get. And if you want more, right, if you want to be like a sponsor, this show has been brought to you by this Rock Dust company, well, then, yeah, then you don't need other – we can invite other guests to talk about Rock Dust, but it's your baby. You know, we can talk about your products, what you have in there, all the different types of rock dust that you have, where they come from, how you get it. I like to do more on the rock dust, and you know, I might, for example, if I do rock dust, that's a whole month. That's three different shows or weeks. I can have a different guest on, for example, or two guests at least, or work it out so we have eventually everybody who's doing rock dust to come on, right? So that's going to be in March. And, of course, all throughout these shows, if you have a question, you can talk to the person. So if you have a bricks question or microbial-like person or question or rock dust question, then you can call. See? And then ideally, it should be about the subject. But I always tell people, if you really are serious, you have a question about something else, as long as it's gardening and not marital problems, even though I can help you with marital problems and other things, then – I'm happy to talk to you. So then in April, I'm doing organic pest control, right? I'm going to talk about all these things from ants to fleas to gophers, that kind of stuff. And then in May, I'm going to do natural disease control, organic disease control. So we talk about all different types of diseases, law of cause and effect, right? How to control them, short-term solution, long-term solution. I tell you, this is a class, okay? Anyway, so then May and then in June, we're going to talk about natural tree care, organic tree care, right? And so I will be covering all the different types of diseases as well as different types of pests from bark beetles to shot hole borer, right, to whatever else, right? And then in July, I'm going to be covering organic fruit tree care. So we talk about fruit tree. I just finished writing my column. I do a column which you'll get in the newsletter. So when I do the column, I publish it once a week, and you'll get the newsletter. Basically, once a week, you get my column, what I write. You'll be able to read it. And then once a month is overall and everything. Plus, you'll be able to get, you know, if I'm having specials, if I'm doing what I'm doing, any TV shows I'm doing, you know, stuff like that, you'll get them in the newsletter. So then in, let's see, the next one after that, May, June, July, in August, we're going to be doing natural lawn care. Okay, I'll be talking about how to have a healthy organic lawn. And in September, we're going to do a natural rose care. Talk about roses. You know, one of the things I know I missed in here, and I just thought about it, so I'm going to have to do that. Was going to have to be number 12, vegetable growing, right? Vegetable growing. I'm glad, see, because it's perfect, because in number 10, which is, let's see, August, September, October, I wrote, did I miss anything? So that's going to be about compost tea. It's going to be foliar spraying, okay? So people ask me, what the heck is foliar spraying? So now then you're going to know it's all in October. And then in November, that's when I'll be doing the vegetable gardening. So it'll be your vegetable garden. And you still have one more month left, which I have no idea what we're talking about. And I'm open to people making suggestions, right? So remember, if you have any questions, there are several different ways you can get a hold of me, and I'm happy to talk to you about it. Quite often what I do is when you send me an inquiry and you have a question, I will talk about it on the next show. Also, too, you're welcome to make a date with me in the sense that if you have a specific problem, like you want the people the property to burn down, you need to know how to bring the trees back, what to do to clean up the soil, lots of different things you can do on your own, you know. Yeah, how to find out if a tree is still alive, you know, if it's still worth restoration. You're welcome to. We make a date. You email me, and I say, this is a good question. You want to spend some time on my show. When can you do it? And then you call during that time. Actually, what will happen is I'll pass the phone number on to Don, and who will call you. So you'll be on like a guest. You'll call. You'll be there ready, and we can talk. And the only thing I don't do is I don't give your last name, right, or your home address, or your phone number, any of that stuff. So it's pretty anonymous that you can call in. And I even do – I'm having quite a lot of calls and emails for pot growers, people who are growing pot. Believe it or not, most of them are seniors. I've gotten a few younger people, but they already know, you know, they instinctively, they know you want to do it organically. You don't want to be using chemicals or something you smoke any more than something you're going to eat, you know. And so that's what I'm going to actually do for the 12th month. I write pot or marijuana. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about pot. But I might expand it because I also want to talk a little bit about hemp, you know, uses of hemp and stuff. I'll probably include medical. So that particular month, I'll cover medical marijuana. I'll cover hemp 1 week. I'll cover recreation another week. That leaves me one more week, which I can get. I can get a guest. That would be really cool. We'll figure that one out. Okay. So then, you know, I'm doing the contest. The contest is ongoing every month, and so in January. The winner will get a quart of super seaweed. I invented my own product called Super Seaweed, and I invented it in 1970, and it's the basis for my business. I originally invented it for pot, to grow pot with. And in 1970, my idea was to do marijuana beer. And not the way you do it now, where infuse your beer with marijuana. This is actually a plant. So my idea was to graft marijuana and hops together. If you've ever seen the seeds, they look identical. You would not be able to tell them apart. You go, wow, what's that? This seeds are really big. Yeah, those are the hemp, and this is the pot. And initially, I cut the seeds in half and put them together. That didn't work. You just killed them both. So I'm kidding about that. But what I did was I grew both of them together at the same time, you know, pot in one container and the hops in the other container. The hops is a vine, by the way. Marijuana is not. And so when they were the same diameter, the idea is to figure out who to graft onto what. So I initially grafted the hops plant. I took the cut a top off, had a vine, cut the top off, and grafted it, and then cut the top off the marijuana and grafted the hops onto the marijuana. So you had this vine. And then I also did the opposite way around. I did the took the top of the marijuana and grafted it to the vine. And the best way, it turns out, is when you graft the top of the hops, the vine of the hops, and graft it to the root systems of the marijuana, because the marijuana is the root. It's within the root system that the THC and all these functions happening that then extends to the tree. And so what was happening was is that every year I would graft on a new vine, a new hops vine, to the previous marijuana plant. And people don't know this, but it doesn't necessarily have to die. It depends on the temperature. I can go through over that later. But so I was getting a vine that was growing, and what I did there too was is I actually did a new plant. So I would get I'll grow a new marijuana plant, and when it was big enough, I would re-graft on the vine to it, because the hops, that mixture of the hops in the that's the one that doesn't die, because you know hops plants you don't have to be replanted every year. And it was interesting because the vine would grow, the leaves would look like pot, and the buds would come down, and they had it was a blend of looks like pot buds, but it was really hops buds. Okay, and we tested it for THC, and it was fine, except after the fifth year, the feds say and the DEA said, well, the plant's okay, because we have no idea. There's nothing in the law about that kind of plant, but the THC level has gotten to where it's illegal, and they wouldn't let us grow anymore. So that was interesting. Okay, so anyway, I invented Super Sui for that use, and then I started using it on roses and lawns and whatever else. It's a microbiological activator. Okay. And it's got what I'm going to be doing in the, let's see, probably talking about it in the, when I do the foliar month, and I might do a special on, I'm going to be doing a special on Super Seaweed, right, explaining what's in it. I'm actually doing a series of videos coming up on me making the Super Seaweed. It's a very interesting product because I make it like yogurt. I keep making it from the previous. It's a primordial soup is what I call it, a primordial soup, because it has some really ancient bacteria in there. And that's the whole idea. It's all about bacteria and how you feed it and how the bacteria eat and how the microbes eat. So in January, I'm giving away a quart. It's normally $150 a quart. When I first started using Super Seaweed, I made a little bottle. I'm selling it for one drop a gallon. But people just kept using more than one drop, so I had to change the formula a little bit. And so right now it's like a quarter ounce per gallon. And it costs as much because it does cost a lot. You try to buy microbial stuff on the market today because of the pot growers versus buying it up, and people are, something that cost me $50 now cost me $200. I'm not kidding. Okay, so then in January you get a quart of Super Seaweed. By the way, every month the winners will also get a free lifetime membership. You win a lifetime membership to my club. It's normally $55. And there's a $35 version. If you're a senior citizen, you get my $20 book and the membership. So you'll get the book and everything, plus a quart of Super Seaweed. In February, you're going to get the Don't Panic, It's Organic coffee mug, as well as a lifetime membership, whoever wins. You can enter as many times as you want to, except I'm not going to let you win every month, right? If you get lucky, I know who you are from the previous months, and I ain't going to pick you. I open it in a drawer, and I just close my eyes, and I pick one, and that's the winner. Then I clean the drawer out, and you have to re-enter again to be back in the drawer. So in March, we have a Don't Panic, It's Organic, the color version of the book. That's normally $100 for sale. Right now it's on sale at $55 on my website. You can't really buy it anywhere else. The black and white version is $20. That's Don't Panic, It's Organic. You'll get that. And actually what you'll do is you'll get the color version and the black and white version, okay? Because like I said, you know, the color version, you basically should wear white gloves using it. And trust me, you want to keep it in really good condition. You want maybe even want to put some kind of cover on it. I'm thinking of doing to mine is getting a, I don't like leather, but some kind of cloth will go over it and sew it all together so it has a nice cover. Because it's in color. It has Cindy Berry's artwork in color. You would love it. And that's why it costs a lot to print, the color. The black and white version only goes for $20. And it's a lot cheaper to print, too. So, and then in April, you're going to get the grower's kit. So I produced a grower's kit. So basically it's 5 pounds of Invisible Gardener's rock dust blend. I get about 14 different types of rock dust, okay? And I get a variety of different microbial life that come in various different forms. I blend them all together. That's the growers. That's the rock dust blend. You also get the quart of the super seaweed. Now, remember, the quart of the super seaweed is $150 just for the quart itself. The 5 pounds of the rock dust blend is $50. So you're looking at a $200 value that you're going to get. I also sell it just for $100. If you want to buy it, it's $100 plus the shipping. But you can enter the contest in April and win it. Plus, you'll get the free lifetime membership. And then in May, I'm going to give away 5 of the rock dust mix, Invisible Gardener's rock dust mix. And then I didn't say how many I was going to give before, but I'm giving away 5 of the coffee mugs. I'm giving away, I can't give away 5 of the color version. I only printed a certain amount. And after that, that's it. You're not going to get any more. And I'm giving away 5 of the quarts. And then in the grower's kit, I'm giving away 5 of the grower's kits. See, that means that 5 people will win. And then in June, I haven't decided what I'm going to give away. I'm probably going to have some T-shirts ready. I have to print some more up. They're all pretty much gone, you know. But you'll definitely get the lifetime membership. Same thing with the rest of these months. I haven't decided what they're going to get unless I go through them again, start over again. You know, you get the quart. I might have one of those contest months where you can choose what you want to win, right? So this is a whole bunch of months that I'm going to set up that every month there'll be something interesting. I am ordering a whole bunch of T-shirts. Some of the Don't Panic, It's Organic hats, right? So those, I'll have those. Last time I did it, I made a mistake. I ordered too many small and too many XXX large. So I have a whole bunch of the small, which are really, really tiny. I know they're maybe for kids is what it looks like. And then the XXXL, which is really for some type of horse or animal. Anyway, so we have... lots coming on next year. I have one more show coming up next week. And I'm hoping to get my music together. You know, the little setup I have here, I'm hoping that I have to get Don to connect with me again so we can test to see how I can make it work so that he can... because what's supposed to happen is you should be able to hear this. And it's music I'm playing in the background. And I don't hear it. I mean, I hear it here, but I don't think it's going out the way it's supposed to go out to the... and it looks like it is. It says it's supposed to be going out, but I don't see it. Nothing's happening over here. It's a hardware input, hardware output. Select hardware input. Well. Let's try this one. Did that work? Hear anything? No, maybe not. Okay, anyway, so... I'm going to work on it because it's a virtual cable that allows me to play my music. And I'm hoping that down the road... Let me turn this off here because I can still hear it. And what I want to do is I want to set up down the road a separate show... Right, separate show. Somebody's got a... What's going on here? Oh. No, it didn't work. Nope. So I know it worked before. So it's just a matter of setting up the setting and then figuring out a way to you know, maybe save a setting so I can save it in a certain way and then just load the setting up and then I have it. Otherwise, I have to write it down what the specific setting is because it's a little tricky. So I'm hoping to be able to do a separate show I don't know if it'd be in the evening, it'd be during the other time frame where I can do a separate, completely different setup. And so it's going to be, you know, I'll be explaining my music, what goes beyond the music with the sound and so forth and frequencies, okay? I'm actually going to create some new sounds right on the air. And what I'll do is I'm going to do like a form of reading that basically it comes out in a music form, okay? So if somebody calls me for a reading, I'll create a sound collage for them that's specific for them. And then I'm also going to do a variety of other things on that show, but basically it's going to be introducing you to my music. I'm up on SoundCloud. It's just type of Invisible Gardener. You'll see me, you know. I also have a couple other radio stations that I play my music through, and I'm more happy to. And I will explain to you what these shows are so you can get them from that way. If you go to website, you can subscribe to the Inner Gardening Podcast. It's free. And you get every show, every song I do goes up there. I have over 500 songs. I do a new song every day pretty much. Because to me, it's healing for one thing. You know, I have these bells that I use. I don't know if I can do it now. We'll see. Look at this. It might work. But I think you can actually hear it, right? Yeah, see, so, and these are different sounds and different tones that I work with, that I then tape them and put them into my music, and I play them in different forms so that your body can hear it. It's not just for your brain or your hearing, because you hear, I believe that your body is, you can hear through your skin, your organs hear. It has to do with frequency and sound. Okay, you can stop that now. So this will be a lot. It'll be interesting. I might do some readings because I can do readings too over the phone. It depends what I'm going to end up doing, but mainly I'm going to start off with the music, introducing to the people the music that I do, and you'll find also too that I do artwork. It's all up there on my website, so you might as well take advantage of it. Get the newsletter, right? The newsletter is another way you can enter the contest, and it tells you what you win and lots of stuff, information up there on the newsletter. Shows the artwork, it shows the songs, you know. Okay, so then it's invisiblegardener.com. I'll be here next week, same time, same place. This will be the last one of the year. So I am not really sure what I'm going to do. I'm just going to have some fun if I can get the music working. So what I'm going to have to do is I'll get back with Don, hopefully after Christmas, maybe on Wednesday, because Christmas is Tuesday, even then it's kind of close, maybe Thursday, maybe even Friday. I can get him to call me. We can get this thing working. Then I can play the music. I might just make that a music day, you know, and just kick things off. Whatever happens, it's great to, you know, to be alive and not have. And I'm glad you guys are back into your. Well, you're not back in your home, but at least you picked yourself up. You dust yourself off. You got your station going, and it's going to be even better than before. And the audience is there. So, you know, congratulations, and I'm sorry that you had to go walk through fire, literally. I'm hoping you guys are going to be moving back onto your property, so I always like to know what's going on with that, too, and I'm willing to help you, you know, if you want to replant, you want to regrow, whatever you want, you guys want. And I'm talking to Don and Doug also, and I'm saying hi to Deborah if she actually listens, and we'll be here, and we're going to learn and grow and so I still got some time. I would normally play music at the end. And I'm not a very good singer. I'm not going to sing for you. So go to my website, invisiblegardener.com. Check it out. You're welcome to email me if you have suggestions. If you want to be a co-host, I'm looking for a male or female, any age. I'm open to, you know, really, really young people because I like their energy. You know, I like to see what directions they can take the show to. I'm open to really, 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 really old people because they're they're interesting too. Age is not the thing here, you know. And we will be doing going to the video route as soon as we can. I understand they still have a lot of equipment and stuff to do, and probably when they get the fiber optics together, everything will kick in. So everything eventually will turn out one way or the other, and we have to keep working at it. So I'll be back Saturday. I will have my music system set up. I will bug these guys until we get it together, or I can get somebody else to call me, because I'm assuming anybody can call me, they'll hear it. So I just have to get somebody else on Skype to call me, you know, until I get a test, because I can't call myself. You know what I'm saying? I could call myself and I could test it, but I can't. So I'll have it together so that you'll be able to listen to the music. I'm getting better at it. And I love the idea of creating music right there on the show, you know, because that's what I do best. I just sit down and I start doing it, start writing it. I have several different programs that I bought that are music programs, but there's one particular one. It's called it used to be called Acid Pro. I think now it's called Acid. They took away the acid part. They call it Music Pro. I don't know why they took away the acid part, but and the thing is, you can do music through your paintbrush. You have a paintbrush, and I've always associated colors with specific sounds, so it makes it real easy for me to paint in color and then see what the sounds come out, right? And so that's how I got started, because I've been doing this radio show since I got out of the service. And actually, I was doing radio in the service. I did Armed Forces Radio. This is my voice. You're listening to KNDY, Home of the Good Guys. I still remember that. Isn't that something? I started with 17, 18. I did the Armed Forces Radio show. My show was number one for several years in a row because I was really very good DJ. Anyway, when I started doing my gardening show, I started creating music for the show, you know, background music. And this radio show will do really well with a little bit of music in and out going through it. Plus, I also want to be able, once I get it together, you know, I want to be able to do the commercials, right, or the sponsors or public announcements, stuff like that. I need to be able to pump it out through the system and not play it through the mic, through the speakers, because that sounds awful. We'll get it together, and we'll be here. I'll be back, and you'll be able to see me on my video. You won't see my true form, but you'll be able to see some form that I'll manifest, right? And I'm going to be doing a lot more of the live Facebook stuff, because I think once I get this video thing together, I'm going to be doing that. And guess what? EcoCat is coming back. I keep saying that, but EcoCat will be starting up again in January. And I have no idea if I'm going to if I can broadcast EcoCat through here, even though I have a feeling I could, because I tape EcoCat. Then I should just run the tape through Skype, I think. Not really sure. But, you know, why not, right? You just put the cam on it, turn the cam on. If I have to, I just turn the camcorder and tape reshoot the thing. There's bound to be some way I can figure it out. I'm very smart at this. So I have a little bit of time, like 1 minute left, and my engineer person, he's asleep. I can see that. I can see his feet. So thank you very much for listening. I will be back. And we have lots and lots and lots and lots going on starting next year. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a good time. I think I need to go now, but I'm not sure because it's 2 o'clock. I'm going to keep going until the engineer says, all right, you can stop now. How about it?